Last year, NPR Music launched a project called Turning the Tables, with a look at the all-time best albums by women. This year, the project is back with the best songs by women in the 21st century, which, believe it or not, is 18 years old. So you will find plenty of Beyoncé on this list. But you won't find her old group Destiny's Child or any artist who had a hit before January 1st, 2000. The 200 songs were selected by an expert all-female panel of NPR and member station staff and freelancers. The list includes songs by artists who are trans women and artists who don't identify as either male or female. Earlier, I spoke with NPR Music's Sydney Madden and Marissa LaRusso. Marissa, explain what is behind this list.
We really feel like women are at the center of innovation in music in the 21st century. And frankly, in general, women's contribution to music is so often overlooked. If you look at lists, even of the best music of the 2000s, you'll get Beyoncé and Rihanna at the top. But often the rest of the list is really mostly centered around men. And we wanted to correct that and document history and document women's contributions in the moment.
So I want you guys to walk me through some of the songs that you think are emblematic of these last two decades. I mean, is that even a thing, though? Like, was there a song that encapsulated the entire first two decades after the year 2000? Or what we get is more of a potpourri of different parts of those two decades?
Well, potpourri creates a really good visual to go with it, and I think there's a lot of variety. As far as R&B goes, Alicia Keys' Fallen was not only her breakout single, but it was one of the biggest songs of 2001. As far as the chord progressions, it's very reminiscent of blues and jazz. And even though she's putting so much soul into her delivery, the lyrics are vague enough to fit so many stories. But then if you fast forward to 2017, an artist by the name of SZA, her song The Weeknd, that was a huge song in 2017, and it's leaps and bounds away from where we started.
My man is your man, hurt is her man too. My man is your man, hurt that's her man.
How is this so vastly different from what we heard from Alicia Keys? Like, what do you see as the leaps and bounds?
The lyrical content is so much more transparent in a way that you didn't hear in the early parts of the millennium. She's singing from the point of view of the other woman who settles for sex without intimacy in an open relationship. Her songwriting questions if the pangs of jealousy are worth the little moments of ecstasy.
What about you, Marissa? Tell me about some songs that leap out at you from the past 20 years.
One song that really stands out to me from our list is our number two song by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs called Maps. So this band is led by the very charismatic and confrontational and super exceptional singer Karen O. And they came out of a scene in New York in the early 2000s where rock was kind of having this revival moment. People talk about bands like LCD Sound System and The Strokes as being part of that moment, and they don't always talk about the contributions of a band like Yeah Yeah Yeahs, even though Beyoncé actually kind of riffed on a line from the chorus of this song in her song Hold Up. And the rhythm of the song is said to have influenced the person who wrote Kelly Clarkson's hit Since You've Been Gone.
Whoa.
So it's really had staying power.
So when you look at all these songs, all these women clumped together on this list, what do you want people to come away with?
As everyone in present company knows, women are not one thing. People are not one thing. They're multidimensional. But so often in pop music, women get flattened to fit into a stereotype. Mm-hmm. But within the new millennium, women taking control over their own music and their own creative output is one of the biggest takeaways that can be made from this list. In the age of like big pop names, the number one song on the list is MIA's Paper Planes from 2008. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I go visit them in the night. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. The fact that the number one song on the list is from a woman who is not American, who lived as a refugee, and who is singing and rapping about getting an immigration visa by any means necessary.
Wait, that's what the song was about?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But it peaked at number four. Like, imagine putting that much political ethos into a song, and it's number four in America, you know?
I think in this song, MIA really foregrounded politics in her music in a way that we see all the time now in 2018, and she was doing it better than I think anyone was.
Mm-hmm. Before it was fashionable.
Marissa LaRusso and Sydney Madden, thank you guys both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
They're with NPR Music. Check out the list of the 200 greatest songs by 21st century women at npr.org.